You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A person was found unresponsive following a motorcycle crash Saturday night near Amplify St. Joseph's Hospital in the city of Hillsboro. An officer with the Hillsboro Police Department was conducting traffic enforcement while parked in a stationary position near the Hillsboro Fire and EMS garage. At approximately 10:35, the officer observed a motorcycle traveling at a high rate of speed entering the city limits. As the motorcycle approached the squad car and entered the city limits, radar showed the motorcycle traveling at 74 miles per hour. The motorcycle passed another motorist traveling westbound, continuing at a high rate of speed towards the residential and business areas of the city. The officer activated their emergency lights and siren and began traveling towards the motorcycle, but ultimately lost visual of the motorcycle as it passed through the 800 block of Water Avenue. The officer continued traveling westbound on Water Avenue, ultimately locating a motorcycle that had crashed near the parking lot of Amplify St. Joseph's Hospital emergency room. Upon locating the motorcycle, the officer immediately located an unresponsive male party laying in the parking lot, believed to be the operator. The officer quickly retrieved emergency room personnel who came to assist and immediately began life-saving measures. The operator was subsequently transported to Amplify Gunderson in La Crosse via medical helicopter with life-threatening injuries. Due to the nature of the crash, the Hillsboro Police Department requested assistance from the Vernon County Sheriff's Office as well as the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. Senior Farmers Market vouchers for Grant County residents will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis Wednesday from 11 to noon at the Cassville Meal Site. Another state high school rodeo finals is in the books. A new queen was crowned Sunday afternoon. The 2025 rodeo queen is Grace Bennett from Lancaster, with Finley Carlson as first runner-up and Kinley Skinner as second runner-up. The all-around cowboy is Cade Parrish of Laval. The all-around cowgirl is Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Rookie cowboy is Toy Riggetts of Cassville. And rookie cowgirl is Callie Parrish of Laval. In barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta took first, Callie Parrish second, Mackenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota third, and Hadley Alderson of Onalaska fourth. In goat tying, Callie Parrish took first, Josie Waldenberger of Holman second, Brinley Hoffman of Townsend third, and Kaylin Olendick of Toma took fourth. Pole bending, Kaylin Olendick took first, Maddie McBride of Holman took second, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead third, and Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster took fourth. In breakaway roping, Raylan Johnson took first, Sage Kite of Oxford took second, Lainey Skinner of Reedsburg placed third, and Kaylee Check of Toma fourth. In tie-down roping, Lucas Miller of Mineral Point took first, Keegan Cooley of Richland Center second, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids third, and Kyan Nelson of Toma fourth. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed first, Toy Riggetts second, Braden Skyfe of Lancaster placed third, and Keegan Cooley fourth. In bareback riding, Cade Parrish placed first, and in saddle broncs, Trip Kite of Oxford placed first. In bull riding, Jaron Grimsled of Gaze Mills placed first, Cody Melodic of Wittenberg second, Hayden Olson of Sparta third, and Cade Parrish fourth. The community is invited to attend a free program on healthy living for your brain and body in partnership between the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country and the Alzheimer's Association. The program at 4 o'clock Wednesday is aimed at answering the questions, is there anything I can do to reduce my risk of developing dementia, and how much do lifestyle choices matter? Pam Kohlberg is the Crawford and Richland County Dementia Care Specialist with ADRC.
Any one of us who were exposed to affects our brain. And we're finding out trauma affects our brain and our emotions affect our brain, like depression actually chemically changes our brain. So I was fascinated by this. And so as I worked in the regional office down on Main Street and I would encounter a lot of our neighbors who speak Spanish, I'd be like, well, why? What is it? You know, what can I do to help? How can I get this education? We happened to talk to somebody from the Alzheimer's Association. So I said to them, could we do some education here for people who both speak Spanish and English about brain health? Would you send somebody all the way from Milwaukee to come and talk to us? So that's when I met Virginia Zerpa at a conference here that the Alzheimer's Association does every year. And so I got talking to her and I thought that would be great to have in our community because we have a lot of friends and neighbors who are Spanish speakers and a lot of businesses around here, right?
Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body is designed for a general audience, groups interested in healthy aging, and those living with dementia, as well as caregivers, community members, neighbors, and friends. The inclusive program will list strategies for healthy decision-making and will be offered in both English and Spanish. To reserve a seat and meal, call Virginia Zerpa at 414-431-8811. There is no cost to attend. Another state high school rodeo finals is in the books. A new queen was crowned Sunday afternoon. The 2025 rodeo queen is Grace Bennett from Lancaster. The all-around cowboy is Cade Parrish of Laval. The all-around cowgirl is Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Rookie cowboy is Toy Riggetts of Cassville. And rookie cowgirl is Callie Parrish of Laval. In team roping, Brady Breitsprecher of Toma and Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa placed first. Nathan Van Ert and Cade Parrish placed second. Jay Sloach of Bellevue, Iowa, and Clint Mitchell of Boscobel placed third, and Raylan Johnson and Lucas Miller placed fourth. In girls' cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed first, Callie Parrish second, Lainey Lunn of Lime Springs, Iowa placed third, and Josie Waldenberger of Holman placed fourth. In boys' cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed first, Cade Parrish second, Keegan Cooley third, and McKinley Stanton of Black River Falls placed fourth. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr placed first, Carly Guckenberger placed second, McKinley Stanton third, and Callie Parrish was fourth. In the shooting competitions in light rifle, Josie Waldenberger placed first, Jenna Brech of Reedsburg placed second, Colby Spielberg of Greenville placed third, and Jackson Borchardt of Clinton placed fourth. In trap shooting, Cade Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa placed first, Lucas Miller was second, Johnny Harms of Platteville placed third, and Piper Nowitzki of Clintonville placed fourth. The best of luck to all these contestants moving on to the National High School Rodeo Competition being held July 13th through 19th in Rock Springs, Wyoming. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in an interview with a vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad, then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a three-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, our high 83. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 64. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with heavy rain, an inch or more possible, our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.